Friday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside.
Hello there.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Alan, are you going to the
vacuum cleaner conference?
Milkshake factory.
That's chronic irrigation or fat sucking.
Jesus, look.
That's a horrible image.
Is it the, hi, my friend here is going to have his colon irrigated.
No, I'm actually going to see the salon.
You're so
going
to get your hair done while you're there.
I'm not.
Well,
although
you
it
so
does
are.
Need it. It's a bit
you
long.
You so are. You're going to get the colonic irrigation thing?
You know, Chris, Alan asked me if I wanted to have colonic irrigation.
And really, Dave, what did you say to him?
I told him he could shove it up his ass.
What are you doing tonight?
I am not sticking a tube up my ass.
No,
my belly can make a change. Yeah, it's Thursday, not Wednesday.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Yep, 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 yep. What's up, homeboys? Oh my God, innit? Like I is down with that for real.
I'll have a word with your mother.
Yeah. Check yourself, don't wreck yourself. Oh my God, innit? Hi.
Howdy.
Hello.
What's wrong with these microphones? They're really quiet now. Look at that. How am I sounding now? Do I sound butch?
Mm.
Right. You're too loud.
Am I?
Yeah.
Testing.
Hang on. Let's do Alad's first.
Hello.
Keep
my
talking.
Alad's.
Keep going.
And I'm running around the building.
Keep going.
Oh, no,
perfect. Oh. There you go. Dave?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
That's too much.
Okay, right.
We should really do this before the show.
What? Hello?
Pardon? Hello?
Hello?
The music's too loud.
What?
The music's too loud.
I can't hear you. The music's too loud.
It's too loud.
I can't hear you. The music's too loud. Shout it.
The mute.
Right. That sounds silly now. We should really do this before the
it's
show.
It's like an old Laurel and Hardy sketch.
Almost.
Speaking of which, thank you to Mark Allard. The Laurel and Hardy of the future. I don't know what that means, but
it's a compliment.
It was a compliment.
Mm.
Today's show, by the way, is dedicated to the memory of a very good friend of ours. I don't want to bring the tone down too much for the beginning of the show, but I would like to make a point of dedicating today's programme in memory of Fergus Dudley. 1967 to 2003 he has worked at Radio 1, and it's his last day today before he goes off on a 3-month well-earned vacation. He is meant to be coming back to the BBC, but let's be honest, you know how these things work out. You turn your back for 30 seconds, someone's got your job. Why do you think Coxie's sleeping in the back of a camper van in the car park? She doesn't want to leave the place too much.
I think it's called a sabbatical.
Sorry, Sarah Cox is sleeping in the back of a sabbatical in the car park. So, Fergus, who's probably not listening because he's probably in some kind of meeting or, you know, stealing office stationery. today's show's for him. Hello, Fergus. He's been with Radio 1 since the beginning.
Mm.
He was Tony Blackburn's bitch. He hasn't been here that long, but...
It's almost that long.
It feels
long.
Like it.
So he's off, so we'll miss him, but we're going to have a big send-off for him tonight.
Yeah.
A big drinky-poo.
Knees up.
Yep.
Woo-woo.
We have ordered everything. Drinks, nibbles, and an ambulance for 12:30. So that'll be tonight. And then I'm going to Leeds tomorrow to watch Super Leeds United. This could be the first game I've seen them win this season.
Birmingham tomorrow, isn't it?
Birmingham, yeah.
Are they good? Better than Leeds?
Whoa, I wouldn't say... Excuse me, I wouldn't say that, Mr. Everton.
Are they better than Leicester?
Who can say?
You.
Yes.
Birmingham are not better than Leeds. I don't think you're wrong there. Way wrong, my friend.
We shall see. A good side, Birmingham.
Do you have a wager, all right?
Not really, I don't really care.
Put your money where your mouth is, smart ass.
Really
seriously, man.
Okay, £2.
I'll see your £2 and I'll raise you an extra pound.
£3.
£3. Go on, you want to go higher than that?
No.
All right.
Shake on it.
Ugh, you just touched my spit.
£3 Birmingham to win.
A girly shake.
£3 Leeds to win. Void if it's a draw.
Indeed.
Thank you.
I like your style.
Who have you got?
Borough. Sunday.
No, you'll lose that. Aled, what are you doing at the weekend?
I am master of ceremony at a baby naming ceremony.
Jesus called a christening.
Christ.
No, it's not religious, so it can't be a christening. So
how do they do that? They go, we named this baby Charlie. Right, bar, everyone.
I've got to fill 15 minutes. And
what, with your ego? Easy. Just talk about yourself.
Right, this week then I did.
I'll have to drag you off.
There's quite a few people coming to this thing, and I've got to then welcome everybody and talk them through and then name the baby.
You name the baby.
Well, it's been named, but I name it officially. Yeah, it's me. How weird's that?
I don't understand this baby naming ceremony.
Isn't that done normally by the parents?
The parents will be there, but I'm naming it.
But it's not like launching a ship, is it? Why do they need you there to...
Well, because they need somebody who's got a big enough ego to stand up in front of everybody and make the whole thing work. And they thought of me.
Do you know the name of the baby, or is it a surprise?
It's Pippa.
What?
Pippa.
You're joking.
What's wrong with Pippa?
That's the name of the woman in Home and Away who looks after all them stray kids.
Mm, true. Pip. She looks nothing like that.
Pippa!
But she's probably smaller than that, isn't
she?
A bit smaller, yeah.
Pippa. Jesus. What kind of a name is that? Pippa.
Isn't it short for Philippa? Is she going to be christened Philippa?
In fact, it's shortened for something else, and I can't remember what it is now. Something like Epiphany.
Pippa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
Pippa-dom.
Epiphany, I think, or something
Epiphany.
Like that.
Epiphany?
Something like that.
Isn't that a religious ceremony? Of sorts.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be tomorrow.
You're going to name... I name this baby Pippa.
Yes.
I name this baby Pippa. Baby Pippa. Yeah. Oh, I hope you screw it up. That'd be funny. If you screw it up and you say the name wrong, is that what the child has to be legally named as?
I don't think it's a law thing, hopefully not. I will screw it up. You know I will, but it should be.
And it's not a christening, it's a baby naming ceremony.
Yeah, it's a humanist thing, so it's not a religious thing.
Right. Well, pass on my love and best regards to the heathens, and I hope they have a lovely day.
I'm sure it'll be gorgeous.
Yeah?
What are humanists?
People who aren't religious.
Didn't know that.
Believe in humans or something.
Well, everyone believes in humans. Do they not?
Back on religion.
What the hell are you two talking about?
I'm just curious, I don't know what a humanist ceremony is.
I'll bring the book in on Monday.
Humanist ceremony. Well, I've heard of humanist ceremony. Who said that anyway?
There's a humanist organisation that I had to talk to.
I've had hummus.
No.
Is that the same thing?
No,
it's like a load of hummus.
It's like a dip.
Yeah. No. So I had to buy the book from them, which told me what to do. It's all about being there and loving each other and, you know, just
hang on, are we still talking about the christening? What the hell are we talking about now? What are you talking about?
Well, you can't have a godfather and
a godmother,
because that's religious.
Hang on. Can you hear that? Everyone listen, everyone stay quiet. What's his face next door playing the bass really loud?
It's the sound of the underground.
So I'm having to turn
it down.
Isn't
this soundproof studios? Yeah, just open the door.
That sound a bit old, though. Turn it down, please.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Slap him around the studio. Recording this show for the middle of the night when no one's listening.
Silly Bobby and Neil, anyway.
Turn it down, will you? Your bass is booming through onto the air, you pillock! Get it turned down, man! Good God. Do you know what I mean?
These young DJs, they're rubbish compared to us.
Playing his blooming rubbishy records with a bass turned up. I'm on the air! God's sake. No one listens to that show anyway. It's the nearest I'll get to an audience if it bleeds through onto our show.
Now I will tell you what
But who was I referring to? Not telling.
50,000 tears I've cried. Scream.
Hello, it's Jingle Justin here, just calling to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Evanescence going under.
What are you sniggering for?
I will dedicate that one to Fergus Dudley. He was going.
Nothing.
God bless you. Somebody's texted in and said, as it's Fergus Dudley's last day, could you do the Fergus Dudley on the automated BBC phone directory.
Radio classic.
For those of you that... This still makes me laugh. For those of you who don't know, we've got this internal phone system, which is a great internal phone book. Dial the number and say anybody's name, and it will do it for you. It's all automated.
Good afternoon. What name, please?
Chris Moyles.
Calling Chris Moyles. Unless you say cancel.
See, it's classic.
It's goodness.
Yeah. And you find out some bizarre names of people who work here at Radio 1.
Good afternoon. What name, please?
Marlon Ahananan.
Calling Mark Hannington.
There you go.
Unless you say cancel.
That's obviously his nickname. But the guy who voiced this is a friend of Fergus Dudley's, our executive producer. Which is why we think when he saw his name on the list, he decided to do something funny.
Good afternoon. What name, please?
Fergus Dudley.
Calling Fergus Dudley, unless you say cancel.
Actually, while I'm here, what's, Scotty's number? Is he there?
Scotty upstairs?
Yeah.
Hi, Scott. I'm off on the 19th and 26th.
Oh, are you now? How come you got an holiday? What's up? It's not Sarah Cox's agent. Yeah, he gets a long weekend. Who else do we know in online?
Roz Lawler.
Who's she?
She's a boss, I think.
The boss, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to bother her. She'll be too busy looking out the window. Or
Alan. Is Alan nails. Still up there?
Alan?
Braidwood.
What? That's not somebody's real name, is it?
Yes, it is. Try it.
Alan Braidwood.
Braidwood.
What a bizarre name.
Good afternoon. What name, please?
Alan Braidwood.
Calling Alan Braidwood.
Is that it?
Unless you say cancel.
Is that it?
Okay, yeah. Right. Yes.
So this is the Radio 1 website, people. Oh, God.
This is Alan Braidwood at Radio 1 Online.
Sorry, I can't be here. I'm away with Scott.
Clearly.
Well, you said it, not me. Who else, then? Who's the boss?
Roz Lawler.
Right. If she's not in, I want to know what the hell's going on.
Good afternoon. What name, please?
Roz Lawler.
Calling Russell Merriman.
No. What? No, cancel.
Russell Merriman.
Roz Lawler. Is that a name, right?
Good afternoon. What name, please?
Roz Lawler. Woman.
Calling Rose Weller.
No!
Say cancel.
Cancel.
Call cancelled. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Did you want Rosie Millard?
No!
Another name, please.
Roz Lawler. Jesus.
I didn't catch that. Please repeat.
Roz Lawler.
Calling Roy Head.
Where's Roy Head come from?
Anyway, the reason why Scotty's not here is that he's doing the Great North Run on Sunday. So he's up.
Is he really?
He's up back home in Newcastle.
I did it this time last year.
Was that a year?
1:57 he's got to beat.
Wow.
That was my time for the Great North Run. Well, anyway, if there's anyone listening in online, and by the way, thanks for getting in touch with us as we struggle to try and contact one of you.
Mm.
If you go to one of the most influential and important and most visited music radio websites in the world, which is Radio 1 Online. Radio 1 Online. Thank you.
Pleasure.
It says now on air, 3 to 5.45 p.m. Wes! With a nice picture of Wes. Now, I don't mean any offence to Wes, but I don't look like Wes. I don't sound like Wes. I'm not as talented as Wes in certain areas. I'm not as young as Wes, or as ugly and sticky-eyed like as Wes. God bless Wes, but I'm not Wes. You want Wes, there ain't no Wes here. If someone comes a-knocking, looking for a Wes, I have to send them away empty-handed. You know why? I ain't Wes.
We're Wes-less.
If there was a party going on next door for people called Wes, I wouldn't be in there. I'd be right here.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, are you Wes? Wes who? Wes? No, I'm a Chris.
Wes?
I don't know, but he's certainly not on the air. 6 years I've been here. 6 goddamn years. How long does it take for people to work out I'm not Wes?
Still got it.
And how long will it take for me to work out how this bloody equipment works?
Radio 1. From 7.
Hi, this is Wes. No, it's not.
It's Chris Moyles.
Oh.
Sexy.
I heard this record a lot when I was stateside.
Oh, yeah.
In La La Tinsel. Really like it. I know we'll play it before I went away, but Pharrell Williams, Jay-Z, fronting.
Don't want to sound full of myself a rule, but you ain't...
Do you wonder?
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Fades quick, doesn't it?
It does, isn't it?
That was all off the air, wasn't it?
I hope so.
<isn't> Moving on. We'll do the news in just a second, then we're coming back with Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake and the excellent Milk and Sugar record. Love that record.
Radio 1.
Here's George of the News at 3.30.
Claims Britain's the binge-drinking capital of Europe.
Radio
30.
Goodbye, rise, it's hard to die.
It's sad, isn't it? A very, very sad day.
When all your viewers are watching Sky. You know, I'm stunned that Rise has been taken off. It's such a professional and watchable programme.
I haven't watched it for a very long time.
Give it back to Planet 24. Let's get the Big Breakfast back on the telly again.
Presented by who?
I don't know, I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, Colin and Edith.
But they've got a very good job here.
I know, but the money's better at Channel 4. Seriously. The money they offered me to present, oh my God, I can't tell you. A gob of money.
Wow.
And I said no.
Very sensible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy Parfitt said he'd fire me if I took the job. But what could he do? Seriously, Rise is rubbish.
Yeah.
Do you know, I know people who work on that show, and they're very talented people. That show stinks. It just... Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's just an awful, 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 awful show.
Even with Kate Lawler.
She's rubbish! Let's be honest. She's fit. She's pretty. She's a nice girl. And by the way, in all seriousness now, I've heard on the radio, she does a show on a radio station in London. She's good, man.
Yeah, she
seriously,
is.
She's really good on the radio. She's a really nice girl. But on the telly, she stinks. She is abysmal. So what do they do with her? Stick her next to Ian Lee. Ah! You're kidding me. The guy who's searching desperately every morning for a personality that suits him. And the chemistry between those two, oh my God! I've heard better conversations in a monastery.
Yeah,
whatever
not,
that means.
They're not exactly Richard and Judy, are
oh
they?
Oh my God! Awful, awful, awful show!
A Mel and Sue still on it?
No! They were rubbish too! I can't say too much about them because I know Mel and Sue. And I really like them and I think they're very funny. But they were rubbish! The whole show stank like dead fish behind a radiator. No offence, Kate. I'm telling you. Awful show. Channel 4 are right to take it off the air. But what are they going to replace it with? They all sit there in the meeting stroking their beards, and the men too. Well, I don't think that the Big Breakfast is what it used to be. Let's take it off and replace it with Rise. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. We'll do it. Dave and I will do it.
Okay.
Seriously. I'll do a week for Channel 4. I'll lay down the gauntlet now. I'll do a week, live from my flat. Okay? For the same budget that Rise had for a week. Seriously.
I'd watch this.
I guarantee we'll up the figures.
Okay.
Take this week of Rise, whatever the figures have been, give us a week, we'll beat it. I'm telling you.
That's quite a good challenge.
Yeah.
I'd definitely watch it. There'd be almost double the amount of people who watch Rise.
Straight away, an idea has come into my head, which would be more entertaining than watching Rise.
Yeah.
It's a fat man in a nappy bashing a cymbal. That's right. While two dwarfs, sorry, vertically challenged people, bounce up and down on a trampoline, throwing jelly at each other. In the middle of all this, the news! The news is dull. All you want to know is what's going on in the world. You get someone reading the news, really boring. That's what you get. You can look to the left, you can look to the right, you hear the news come out the middle. Jesus, sign me up.
One love.
One love.
One love. One station.
One station.
One. Radio.
Channel 4, I expect a phone call before 4 o'clock.
One. One.
The UK's official number one.
One shot.
One station.
One. Radio 1.
What's wrong with the world, mama?
Love that record. That will always remind me now of Pete Tong starting a show in Ibiza on the Friday that we were DJing live before him.
Glory days.
Right, Alan, here's a technical thing that all the anoraks can enjoy. Everyone else, just bear with me for 30 seconds. I found now the thing.
Okay.
Right. But it's not on Audio Manager, it's in Music.
I'll come round.
Right, come round. I'm trying to get a new piece of music to put on the show, yeah. So, I'm learning this as I go along. 15 years in radio. So it's in there. Right. I can't move it from there, though, can I?
Is it in here, then? Can you see it at all in that list when you go...
Well, in the way, because there's no list. The list has disappeared. Have I erased everything?
Right. Possibly, yes.
Great. There? Should I just open it again? No?
Do you want to play it now?
No. Well, yeah, but I want to load it in.
I better get...
What have I done? Where's it all gone?
Click on...
There.
Yeah, so click on Chris now.
Yeah.
Click on that. Oh, I know what's happened. Click that.
What?
The
cup thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Reset. And then, okay.
Well, it's gone off. Why has it gone off?
It will turn up now.
No, what do you mean it will turn up now? It's kind of frozen.
Well, restart the computer.
Oh, there you go. Right, so where the hell is it?
Don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
It should be there.
D.
Something wrong with it.
Right. David. For David Holmes. You know who he is, by the way, Dave?
Didn't he do the soundtrack to something? With the propeller heads or something? Am I right?
Just shut up. Right, so there's Dave. Where's David?
It's not there.
It's not there, is it, man? What the hell's going on, dude? I'm trying to play...
How long have I got?
What?
How long have I got?
What, left on your contract? 30 seconds.
Find an answer.
Just get it sorted. Right?
So what, you've erased stuff?
No, I haven't done nothing. $1 million computer system that we have. I think I've erased everything. There will be no jingles on Radio 1 for the next 3 days.
When you say everything, you mean stuff of major station significance, not just this show.
Well, put it this way, here's the news jingle.
That's quiet.
Isn't it? Never mind, Dave. It's all good fun. Jonathan Pierce isn't going to be on this afternoon. Find out if I can say why later.
I will, of course.
Okay. Everything's fine, though, as far as I believe. So instead of Jonathan Pierce talking about football, who would it be?
Mr. Ray Stubbs.
Hey!
Legend.
Tubby Stubby. As long as Lawrenson isn't arping off in the background, gobbing off would have been a better word, but you know what I mean. So Stubbsy, Mr. Football Focus, and of course footballing legend from where he played, he'll be on later.
I played loads and loads of games for Tranmere Rovers reserves.
Good player then.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think he did the Great North Run last year.
He might be doing it this year.
Yeah. Man, you look at the size of him. Should start running. Only joking, Stubbsy.
We'll be talking to him about 5:10 this afternoon.
Exactly, we'll be listening.
He will be.
No, he won't. Not now.
He might be listening in the Focus office.
He will be listening.
They're big fans of our work.
Email in if you're listening. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. I do it internally. Someone in the office will show you. He's old, isn't he? He won't know much about technology. Email? What's that?
Nothing yet.
No, nothing. Something will come in a second.
Yeah. We'll just wait.
Hang on. Something's going to come into my head in a minute. Oh, my God. I found something out today. You won't believe this.
911 emergency response.
You'll need it. And the nation won't believe it either. Next week, every morning next week, you know what's happening? Sarah Cox is coming to work.
Every day?
Every day, yeah. I know, shocker. No holidays for 5 whole days.
So you mean Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, Sarah Cox doesn't have a holiday book for next week. Shocking, isn't it? I could hardly believe my ears when Colin Leader said they weren't back next week. Sarah's back. Unbelievable. What were some of the lines that Colin Leader have been using?
They've been doing this all week. Basically, they've been getting people to text in funny lines as to, you know, she's off more than so-and-so, or she has more breaks. The two favourite ones I heard was she has more breaks than Steve Davis and she's off more than Gandhi's trainers.
I'm telling you.
Which I thought was a good line. But it'd be nice to have her back.
Absolutely. The world is a happier place with Sarah Cox on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only saying that, she's listening. She's got the ump with me again. In Cardiff.
Did she?
Yeah. I bought her a bottle of champagne, though. standing at the bar. Have I told this story on the air?
No.
Standing at the bar, and I decided to buy a load of people a drink, and I said, Sarah, what are you going to have? She goes, I'll have a bottle of that champagne there. Bloody hell. I'm not on your wages, love. So I bought it, didn't I, like a dummy. I don't even drink champagne. Everyone's quaffing champagne with a little finger sticking out, like them hoity-toities. And I'm standing there with a pint of lager. They're all living their, you know...
Living La Vida Loca.
Exactly.
In Cardiff.
Yeah, drinking champagne while I'm on Foster's. What can you do? Outrage. Anyway, Coxie, back Monday morning, Radio and Breakfast Show, 7 a.m. This is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Track called Maps. Radio 1. Tremending Dave. Very nice. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs will be happier now that you've improved their already masterpiece of music.
Here to help.
It's called Maps and it's out on Monday the 22nd. So there you go. And it's a collaboration with Hamar Superstar. Text message comes in from someone said, any chance you can play that mistake from John Peel?
Which one?
Exactly. We got loads.
This guy, yeah.
Choose a number between 1 and 7.
6.
Okay.
And that was a direct actionist daily affirmation. Here's Fletch. Okay, this is Fletch. No, it isn't. Chris Moyles will record that.
No, I didn't record it at all. You have nothing to worry about, John. So, can we say about Jonathan Pearce, the legendary football commentator
yes.
and pundit from BBC Radio 5 Live?
We were discussing before about the fact that Jonathan will not be joining us today for our regular Friday football chat because
yes.
his wife has given birth to a beautiful baby girl called Elizabeth.
Is it his?
Yes, I believe so.
How
so,
nice.
From all of us, can we just... congratulate you all, and wish you all the very best.
Do you think he was commentating on the birth? And the baby is coming out of the tunnel now! Something like that. I don't... Well, no, I don't know. What? I don't know how it works.
It's that mental image I didn't need.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's bring in Motti. What do you think of it, Motti? To be honest, it's quite disgusting looking.
BBC Three.
Text message comes in saying, all right, Chris, is it true that you spend £2 every night? I read it in the Boston Standard. You're my biggest idol if you do. Yours faithfully, Posh Boy Spalding.
£200 on what?
I have absolutely no idea. The hell's a Bolton, the Boston Standard?
A newspaper, perhaps?
Where's Spalding?
Spalding is in Lincolnshire. Near to Boston, actually.
Right, so that area I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I don't know, text me back. I don't know what you're on about. DJ Sammy, amazing. And Heaven. Hey, I've got a bit of David Holmes music.
See, I was right. It was David Holmes that did that thing with the propeller.
Hello.
Balls. It was...
propeller balls?
No.
Who's got propeller balls?
David Holmes collaborated with the propeller heads a few years ago. So I was correct, was I not?
I didn't know it.
Say yes.
Yes. He also did the, this film's crap, let's slash the seats thing as well.
Rock on.
Tommy. I need a Sarah Cox holiday. I'll be back for 5 days. I need to go off for another week. A very cruel email from somebody saying, Jonathan Pearce is married? I thought that was not nice. It's not nice. And somebody actually texted in to find out if the moped Sweet Child of Mine is available to buy on CD.
Hey.
It's not.
I'm sure it could be,
the double
though.
A-side with Fishheads.
Fishheads! Do you want to hear Fishheads again?
No, I'm finding this disturbing, actually.
Yeah. Is it irritating you or disturbing you?
Both.
Yeah.
Have you found yourself singing it out of the studio?
No.
Really?
I woke up singing it, though.
Really?
This morning.
What a thought.
It worries me.
Oh my god, I've just realised what the rest of it was. I woke up singing it because I was having a dream that you were wearing an angel outfit with a little halo in the corner of my bedroom. Did I just say that out loud?
feel really worrying. You know that. You had a dream about me wearing an angel outfit in the corner of your bedroom.
With very nice little wings.
You're really seriously disturbed, messed up fella.
Okay.
So you have like sex dreams about me.
What's sexy about an angel?
Yeah, I'd look great in a pair of white tights.
I see, you didn't look too bad, I have to say.
Oh man, seriously.
You look like the Michelin man in
white
tights.
Shut up.
And you were singing fish heads at me. So I woke up singing, oh my gosh. Yeah, that's the one.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. It's just come back to me.
Like a fish angel. Or an angel fish.
Were you aroused by this?
No.
Were you turned on?
Not at all.
Did you wake up?
Not even a morning glory. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Erect nipples?
Nothing at all.
So close your eyes. Imagine me wearing a little white angel outfit.
Hello?
Fish head, fish head.
You're very strange, man. Really strange. Anyway, for the guy who wanted a bit of moped.
It's 1003. Yes, moped, the fat is satisfaction guarantee.
Moped is subject to status, terms and conditions apply. Ask for written details.
Now and then, when I feel the days, it takes me away to that breathing place. And if I rave too long, I probably miss my last bus. And there's a long walk back to Battenberg, let me tell you. Irritation for the nation. Big hitter, you can't get better than a quick fit fitter. Up, four, you know the score. No wind tunnels on the bathroom floor. Plunk, click, Jazz and Dave. UK posse gonna hear me rain. Kick, snap, making that eggs. Guns and Roses, they have legs. I can't find my way out of the recording studio. Where do we go now? Sweet child of moped.
A piece of class from Moped to this. Radio 1 Friday afternoon, it's the darkness. Will always remind me of Norman Cook, Mr. Fatboy Slim on the beach in Brighton. Tim Deluxe, Sam, Asterix and Obelix, and it just won't do. Oh, hang on, wrong one. Let's do this one. So then he can do his dum-dum-be-dooby.
Boopy-dooby.
Now, how stupid do you feel now doing it?
I feel even more stupid because the other one goes be-doo-be-doo-be-dee-da. Boopy-dooby-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
So how many people are watching you do this now?
Do you know, there's three people in the room who are just ignoring me because that's sort of what's
normal. Their job.
I'm in a TV studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Patrick O'Connell. Are you Patrick or Paddy? Didn't he used to be Patrick, but now you seem to be Paddy?
Well, it's like Christopher and Chris. It's nothing more sinister than that.
But I thought you used to be Patrick O'Connell.
I was.
As in, you know, that was your name, your stage name.
I was rebranded like the new Mini.
Right. What a thought.
The Italian job.
So please welcome, let's start again, right? Please welcome from Celeb Dak and Liquid News, Paddy O'Connell.
Hello. Hi, Morsey.
Hi, O'Connelly.
Can I ask you?
Yes.
Because I'm the only one who doesn't know anymore. What happened to you on your 2 weeks where you were?
I was in Istanbul, not Constantinople. That was a minor hit for the band They Might Be Giants.
Mm, the follow-up to Birdhouse and Yourself.
I went to San Francisco.
Cool. Well, which was it, Istanbul or San Francisco?
No, I went to San Francisco.
Was that Constantinople?
No, shut up. And I spent a few nights there and then hired a car and drove down the coast.
Beautiful.
To La La Tinsel, La La Land.
Lovely, beautiful.
Stopping off halfway down in a very bizarre, surreal hotel where all the rooms are themed.
What, round celebrity visitors of the past?
No, round. It's like they bought a job lot of red, pink, and bright green paint, and also rocks.
Oh, have I heard of this? Is it where the bathroom in the bedroom is like a rock fountain pool?
I had a walk-in rock shower, like a cave.
I had friends who had a honeymoon in it.
How long did they stay there?
Well, how long does it take to have a honeymoon?
No, it takes one night in that place, otherwise you would start to go colourblind and a little bit crazy. Will described it as like sleeping in a migraine.
Well, it sounds like the bathroom on its own.
I'll tell you the website off the air, then you can go back to the office and have a look. The rooms are bizarre. The Irish room is like sleeping in vomit.
Is it like being in an antiperspirant commercial when you have a shower with rock pool water splashing, playing on your shoulders, running down the creases?
I think this question is more exciting for you than it is for me.
Can I just say, bye, Paul McCartney.
Is he really? But he only got married like a few years ago.
Bye, B-U-Y.
Oh, I see.
Sell Madonna.
Right.
Bye, Paul McCartney.
Is he?
Buy him.
Why but, sell Madonna? She
yeah,
just brought out books.
Yeah, so that's old news. Old news.
Old news, apparently.
But she's now an authoress and she's now wearing floral print dresses.
Chris Moyles has officially passed into a new realm of celebrity, according to 1 million electronic trades made over the last 2 weeks.
Really?
You are now, having been £1.63 for 3 months.
Oh, here we go.
You are now £2.30.
No! You're kidding!
No, honestly. No,
really?
How does
Woo!
It happen?
Holla! Whoopie whoop! That's right. Come on, baby. Spend your cash on me. I'm the doc. I'm the daddy.
On par with Chris Evans, Anthony Worrell Thompson,
okay.
Bob Geldof,
yeah.
And Sharon Osbourne.
Hey, wow. Working with the big
boys. Ozzy, I love you, Ozzy. That's my Sharon Osbourne.
I'm confused, though, Paddy, because...
By the way, before your question, right. Is Dave still £1.64?
Dave is still £1.64,
So
yeah.
Dave gets married at my CelebDeck price and the Celebrity Stock Exchange goes up.
How does that work? Because I was the one that had the big glitzy celeb showbiz wedding exclusive, yet
yes.
My price has remained the same while his has somewhat rocketed.
I think it's a mystery that can only be explained out in cyberspace by the mysteries of celebrity share trading.
Or would it not imply some kind of rigging of the game?
I mean, it's worth remembering before you trade insults that Arnold Schwarzenegger is £500.
Someone tickling you?
No, it's just sometimes I can't speak properly. £500, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
So don't get carried away. Beyonce, £10.81. She's got that movie. She's doing the new album with Destiny's Child coming out in, when is it? January or something.
Oh, by the way, I watched Liquid News last night.
That's probably good.
Colin, who's in La La Tinsa La La Land.
Yes.
Seriously, man, he's got to lay off the drink before doing those reports.
He doesn't drink ever.
Well, maybe he should start. Might calm him down. And there was a report on Sunset the other night. There was two premieres, the new Sharon Stone movie.
Yes.
And the new Beyonce Cuba Gooding Jr. movie.
That's Fighting Temptations.
How disappointing to see Cuba Gooding Jr. had no sense of humour.
Well, isn't it, that's what, how do you be an artist, celebrity artist on the carpet and carry it off? Because when you're interviewed on the red carpet, should you say, I loved the movie of this woman, I loved the movie of that woman, or can you ever be a bit honest on the red carpet and look a bit glum?
Well, it's not even that, though. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s new movie with Beyonce, right, about gospel singers or something, premieres at one movie theatre,
yes.
And then literally down on the same strip, like, you can see it, was the Sharon Stone,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Did you see the show? So Sharon Stone's premiere is, like, down there. So Cuba Gooding Jr. is standing there, and the guy from Liquid News, Colin Strange, massive forehead, T-fold face...
Genius.
Says to him, hey, Sharon Stone's movie premieres is like, you know, Stone's throwaway. And Cuba Gooding Jr. goes, I'm not talking about that. We're here to talk about this movie. You only talk about that. And I'm like, what's wrong? Why didn't you just say, is it really? Do you know what? I'm in the wrong line. And why didn't you do something funny?
I know. I don't know. But I really know what you mean, except that it's all a world I don't... I mean, I don't... I look in on it and I'm just amazed by it. I mean, isn't it that you support... You love the one you're with?
Yeah, but even I just have a sense of humour about it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Sense of humour is necessary. If you're Paul McCartney today, you need a sense of humour. If you're David Blaine, you need to have a bigger sense of humour than you're getting from being in your box.
Is he doing well on the CelebDuck?
Yeah, he's not bad, you know. He's £5.87, but I've
What
heard...
am I again?
You're £2.30.
Fantastic.
But I've heard that the gay sausage throwing event has been cancelled on Saturday night.
I heard about this. Were they not going to meet up in some public house and then take, armed with their sausages, go down there and throw chipolatas at him?
It was going to be...
This is true. You laugh, but it was a true story. Paddy will tell you.
It is true. There was going to be a mass moment of sausage throwing. But for some
Alan, calm down.
Where does gay come into this?
Well, the gay comes into it because it was organised on a gay website. I don't think there's anything...
They're gay sausages.
There we go, then.
It's not like we've moved into discriminating between sausages. Although, possibly, that will be the new thing.
Gay sausages.
Victoria Hervey.
She's a gay
sausage. She's not. She's not. But I would like to say... Maybe by Victoria.
Oh, no way. Seriously, that woman should just, like, leave the UK for good and never bother us again.
Because,
what does she do?
Well, we've got...
She's not even attractive. Seriously, I wouldn't even do her.
Can I use the word... Can I use the word fashion?
No, when it comes to her, no.
Fashion...
Use the word frump. Dog face.
Fashion week.
Fashion.
Fashion.
Go on.
It's coming up. London Fashion Week. You've got to look for a few cheap... beautiful people and buy them because they're all in dresses and that's
well,
in the
she's
paper.
Certainly cheap.
So,
what about Barrymore? Is it worth sticking some of your coins in him?
I would like to say that I don't think he's listed.
Right, really?
I know that sounds odd, but I don't think he is. And he's of course packed it in. It's a big story, but you can't buy it on us.
He did less days in the theatre than Sarah did on The Breakfast Show in the past month.
You're mean, aren't you, about your colleague?
It's true, it's only a joke.
All right, it's all right, then.
J-Lo and Ben, I think that story's going to come back again, so...
Can I just say that I have... You know I admit to you I don't know much about anything.
Yeah.
But I would like to say that I have heard something direct from the horse's mouth.
Victoria Hervey?
About Ben and J-Lo.
Right.
And it's not fashionable to say it, because it's normally you mock them. I heard from a star who has an album in the Billboard charts in America in the top 10.
Right.
That he saw Ben and J-Lo three times at three separate events in private, and never had he seen such genuine love between two people.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I feel like vomiting right now.
I was telling you the story.
Who said this?
Seal.
Seal? Yeah, he's got a new album out, man.
Has he?
Yeah.
So you got all your top showbiz gossip from Seal?
I'm just being honest with you where I heard it from. I'm not claiming that...
Are you pally with Seal?
No, Seal was very kind. He did an interview and he said what he saw.
But he lied?
He said what he saw.
Say what you see. That's what Roy Walker used to say. Do you get any gossip from him?
Roy Walker?
Hmm.
Right,
stop going off. These links with Patrick are always surreal enough as it is. What about Jennifer Ellison? Someone was shooting her up.
Yeah, shocking. Well, she is definitely one to watch because...
Tell me about it.
Because of her talent.
I'd watch her for 24 hours non-stop.
Her talent, Chris. She's doing that movie, Phantom of the Opera.
So I believe.
And it's filming in London about now. I think it's got Minnie Driver in it. Other people know more about these things. But she's definitely one to watch. And she's put that behind her. She says she's not leaving Liverpool. She's sad about it. But it was extraordinary when you think that there were bullet holes in the wall of her house.
I saw the show last night in Liquid News. Those bullet holes...
They're serious.
They look tiny.
Oh, I thought they
were... Look, you could get a bigger impact from a pea shooter and a fat man.
If they're in my house, they'd be enormous.
I don't think anyone's going to start shooting up your house.
And
I don't think they have drive-bys where you live.
Drive-throughs,
maybe, yeah.
And John Fashanu and Sarah Kaywood.
What about them?
They are going to spill the showbiz beans with us this evening on the nation's favourite ever.
Sarah Kaywood?
Yes.
She's a little sexy dwarf.
She likes to spill her beans.
She likes what?
Nothing.
She's nice, actually.
Yeah, no, exactly. But
yeah.
You're looking for the real story that other people tell you about the people they've seen and the names they're buying and selling.
Okay, so my price is £2.30.
Yep, you're the Sharon Osbourne of Radio 1.
Wow.
Ozzie, I love you, Ozzie. Lola, Lulu.
That's how she talks. That's true, man.
The autocue just moved when you said that in the studio.
Ozzie, I love you, Ozzie, Lulu.
There's a man putting plastic lips on the camera in front
of me. All right, it's time to go then. So tonight then, what time?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. tonight. If you're out, set your Sky Plus for it. Watch it when you get in. Patrick makes more sense after a few pints.
What, when I've had?
Yeah, well, John Fashnell. And Kaywood.
Yes.
Sarah Kaywood. And the gorgeous Libby Potter. By the way, just saying, Celebdak, by the way, if, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, go to bbc.co.uk/Celebdak. As in C-E-L-E-B, Celeb, D-A-Q.
It's easy to spell, isn't it?
It's the Celebrity Stock Exchange. And it says Celebdak, the TV show, catch Paddy, Libby and Rich every Friday on BBC. Who the hell's Rich?
Rich is our showbiz exclusive reporter. He's down at Blaine's box investigating
really?
The McCartney incident.
Right. And there's little photos that move of you and Libby.
Yes.
And
they're frightening, aren't they?
You look like a nerd.
Do you know, I'm glad you said that because I think it's totally true.
Well, throw your showbiz weight around and get them to change it.
I think I'm about to be sacked.
Why?
Because my building pass in this big place is rejected every 2 weeks. Jeremy Paxman tried to get me in, and 2 weeks ago...
Name dropper.
He didn't. He just said... He looked at me and said, I think you're wearing the wrong shoes, which is right. Why I couldn't get in. In other words, the sacking comes when your pass is cancelled.
Well, let me tell you this is completely true, right? This here is my BBC staff pass.
Oh. Okay?
But I've had... This ran out, by the way. Dave and I went to Broadcasting House to get something, and I found out...
Banned.
I haven't worked for the BBC, according to this pass, for 2.5 years.
You're banned.
And it also... And it's never changed. I've worked at radio for 6 years, and it still says freelance staff, which I believe is the same phrasing it says on the passes of all the cleaners.
Well, there you are. You're in good company.
Thank you very much. Talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Morsey.
Love you.
Welcome home.
Isn't they nice? Would you like to say, and now here's Louise with Pandora's Kiss?
And now, with Pandora's Kiss, here's Louise.
Nice. And the record's not bad either. Louise and Pandora's Kiss, thank you to Paddy O'Connell from Celebdak. Make sure you watch tonight, 8 o'clock, on BBC Three.
Radio 1, online.
BBC/Radio 1. Choice of records now on BBC Radio 1. R. Kelly Ignition or the brand new single from Feeder called Find the Colour. Allard.
Feeder.
Dave. Feeder. You're right, it's good.
I love that.
Yeah. I love that. You sounded really northern. I love that. It's good, eh? Feeder and a track is called Find the Colour. It comes out on Monday, 22nd of September. Go and buy it. Paddy O'Connell makes me laugh. Very strange man. Shouldn't be working. Completely dosed up on drugs all the time. Coming up, Jamelia, Superstar and Linkin Park. What's that face for?
Nothing.
No, what was that face for?
Well, because...
Is that Alan's editing?
I wasn't expecting it to go... Brrr.
Well, it did.
Sound like
a problem with it?
Sound like machine was...
I like being unexpected. It's Alan getting all technical with the coming up clips. Coming up, Linkin Park, but first, Jamelia, Superstar. I don't know. How do you do that, by the way?
I just stutter it.
So you edit it yourself?
Copy a bit, and then I just paste.
Really? On second listen, it's excellent.
Yeah, fascinating. Mm. Here's George and David when you use the sport. It's 4:30.
Claims Britain's paying a heavy...
Linkin Park on Radio 1 with In The End. Rated PG.
Alids.
Oh, great.
Sweet. 16.
These are all hits that got to number 16 in the chart, and they're all Alan's favourite songs.
They're classics. We could have gone with Hepburn, Deep Deep Down, Bewitched, Jump Down. We've gone with Peter Andre, Only One Classic.
Which he was put down.
Mm. Michelle Gale, Freedom, Terence Trent D'Arby, She Kissed Me. Capella, Move It Up. Number 16, all big hits.
Yeah, big hits. Gloria Estefan, Miami Sound Machine. Lovely. So, let's just get straight into it today. What's today's track?
Mm.
What?
I've got notes today and everything.
Alan, go on, you can do your...
Okay, well, I've learned that this band today were formed 20 years ago.
Wow. Today?
This year.
Oh, this year?
This year, 20
years. The Beatles?
No.
Right, okay.
They're from California.
Oh, pink.
And there's a few of them.
The Beach Boys.
And a little guess who in this one here. I was actually on a plane with this guy, or the lead singer of this band, from Chicago.
It was Sydney Academy.
From Chicago? Peter Cetera?
No. And that's where my notes finish. So now it's time to play a song. No, it's not.
Huey Lewis in the News.
No, number 16 with Red Hot Chili Peppers and Californication.
Wow! Not a big hit, but a great record.
Got to number 16.
Yeah, well, apparently so.
Every last second there of the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Californication.
So you sat on a plane with...
I think it was him.
Oh, here we go.
But I didn't ask him, obviously.
So it was just some fella with long hair.
He looked like, yeah,
Keedis. Anthony Keedis.
Yeah. Bye, Rachel.
Bye. Bye.
That's Rachel. Bye. She's just coming in to tell us that she's run the London Marathon, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So go on. So you think it was him? Was he naked with just a sock over his manhood?
No, but he had long hair.
Over his manhood?
And a guitar.
Over his manhood?
No.
All right.
Long hair and a guitar.
Yeah, well, yeah. It must have been the fella from the Red Hot Chili Peppers then.
It's not like there's any other long-haired guitar
like
playing rock stars,
like
is it?
Him. It looked like him.
Could have been like, you know, David Coverdale from Whitesnake.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Could have been Mr. Elliot from Def Leppard.
I was just about to say, that is bizarre. I was just about to say his name.
It was economy, though.
But I don't, somehow I think he can afford first class these
days. Was he sat with a guitar on his lap?
In the above...
Overhead.
Yeah, overhead.
Lockhead, yeah. Be careful when you open it in case something falls heavy and injures a fellow passenger.
I love that. I think that really makes me laugh on planes when somebody opens something and goes right underneath the fella. That makes me laugh. That's why I always put stuff in really haphazardly, so when they open... I always put stuff in above somebody else's row. Yeah. Never your own. Always put in the row, put two rows of the overhead compartment, two rows behind. Loads of fun guaranteed. Oh, hang on, where's the trail?
There.
Loads of fun Load?
Load?
Load. Oh, it's a verbal. Oh, okay. Okay. But I'm going to play a trail anyway for this.
BBC Three introduces Three Nom.
Oh, I can't play that. It's the Three Nom Blinds
like
trail.
One,
can't play. It's not funny. It's advertising the comedy show, and the trail's not funny.
We did make it, though, I'd like to point out.
Can I play the new single from So Solid Crew? Because I think my audience would like to hear this.
Yes.
Okay, this is So Solid with Broken Silence.
The sound of the pan pipes.
Even though it's not, but you got it.
As I stand here, watching the world go round, how it always keeps me down, to come in the way.
Doesn't really sound like a So Solid Crew record, does it?
Does it?
Hang on, give me a second. That's a lot better. It's more So Solid now, isn't it?
And talking of So Solid,
yes.
Did you know, Christopher Moyles, that Asher D...
Who's he?
...from the So Solid crew...
Yeah, I know him.
...will be joining...
Is that a man or a woman? Man?
It's a man.
Right.
Man.
Yeah.
Asher D, man.
Yeah.
...will be joining Dr. Mark Hamilton and Miss Emma B on the Sunday surgery on Sunday.
Wow.
From 9, I believe.
How great is that?
Great.
Isn't it just?
No, it is. It's good. They'll be discussing, you know, stuff.
Okay, good. That's Sunday night.
Sunday night. Sunday surgery. With Asher D.
You're such an idiot, do you know that?
Listen, this is good station promotion.
Really?
I'll get brownie points for this.
Okay. There's a thing about... Do you want some music on or not?
Yeah, wicked.
There was a thing on eBay, which people were selling, or auctioning, whatever the phrase is, which was Radio 1 DJ Chris Moyles' signed photo card. Found out about this from Moyles World, the unofficial but great Chris Moyles fan site. Which you should check out, by the way.
ChrisMoyles.net, isn't it?
Yeah. www.chrismoyles.net. And send an email to the, I don't know what they've called it. Webmaster. Webmonkey. And ask him to update it, because he's getting very lazy. So get it sorted. Anyway, I don't know anything about this. And so I want to find out if anyone on the team knows about it. Radio 1 DJ Chris Moyles signed photo card, right?
Mm-hmm.
Radio 1 DJ Chris Moss has kindly signed this 6x4 photo card and had donated it to raise funds in our charity auction. Did I?
It's a scam, surely. Surely someone's asked for an autograph of you, which I've gone and sent out. And then they've gone, hey...
Well, I haven't donated anything to this charity.
We'd know about this.
All proceeds go to the People and Dog Society. The hell is that? Anyway, the auction is finished, I believe. And there were 13 bids. The first one standing at 60p.
Wow.
People and dogs?
I've no idea.
Do they buy dogs for people?
I don't know. Chris Miles has kindly signed this and donated it to raise funds in our charity auction. No, I haven't.
It might be a genuine charity that they've given it.
Well, good luck.
Or something.
Well, I haven't given it to them. I'm really picky about charity work.
Yeah.
I've never heard of the People and Dog Society. I don't know who they are. So 13 bids. It's obviously a sought-after piece.
Oh, yeah, hot property.
And it's all over. It's ended. Started at 60p. I'm going to take bids of where do you think it finished?
I'm going to say that it finished at
£3.84.
Oh, no. £1.36. Higher, you cheeky
get! I didn't know it was higher. Okay, £4.20.
Higher.
£7.
Higher.
Really?
Yeah, don't go too high then.
£8.
No.
£12.
I'll give you it, £12.50.
Wow.
Seriously, if I knew that my signed photos were going for £12.50 a piece, I'd be selling the things. I could make so much money. £12.50 for my name on those crummy photo cards that look like they were put together by some blind printer. I'll sell them myself. £12.50 a pop. That's 125 quid for 10. That's 1,250 for 100. That's... even more for 1,000.
You know, if somebody wanted 1,000 of them, you could let them have them for a tenner each.
Yeah. Do you know what? Bargain. That's what I do. Very, 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 very good point.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But see, like Bid Up TV, right? And I know these things because I watch that. If you put 1,000 out there, the price will go down. So you wouldn't really get that much. You might
right.
get, like, five or something.
They need to be limited edition, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's why one maybe went for so much. So just put a few out there for big bucks.
I was playing Avago last night.
That's funny.
And it was Spin to Win.
Yeah.
This is one of the digital channels. And it's like a kind of roulette, right?
Yeah.
And you can play all day and stuff and whatever and gamble your roulette things and your chips. Anyway, so I'm doing it. But in between spins, they were coming on in the booth or the pod or whatever they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you register, I was just playing for fun. But you put your name in. So I thought, okay. So I thought, I'll sod it, I'll put Chris Moyles in. And the presenter goes, right, let's have a look at our fun winners who are playing just for fun. Oh, I think Chris Moyles in lead. Do you think that's the real Chris Moyles? Oh, I hope it is. Hello, Chris, if you're watching. Hello, how are you? Oh, good luck with the next spin to win on Avago. Like that.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, is it the real Chris Moyles? Let me know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, you can change your name to, yes, it is. Oh, he said, yes, it is. Oh, it's lovely. Do you think it's really him? Oh, I like Chris Moyles. Do you like Chris Moyles? Oh, he's lovely, isn't he? Blah, blah, blah. And on he went for an hour. So, I thought I'd say hello to him. I think he's called Nigel. Seriously, as butch as a row of tents. Oh, hello. Like that. He's not that bad.
Can I say hello to someone?
Who?
Peter Simon.
Peter Simon.
No, Paul Simon.
No, have you seen that?
He's got diamonds on the soles of his shoes, has apparently, he? Yeah.
Oh, what?
Peter Simon, wasn't he that nerd that used to do kids' telly?
Yeah, but he's now doing Bid Up, and he's the best out of all of them.
Oh, Jesus.
So
didn't
insane.
He do Run the Risk?
Yeah, he did.
Dun,
he did.
Dun, dun.
Run the Risk. Dun, 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 dun.
Like that.
He's so funny.
Wow.
You should watch it. I think he's on, like, a Sunday, Monday night.
Have you logged in?
To Bid Up?
Yeah.
I bought stuff off there.
What have you bought?
Teaspoons and cutlery.
What a loser!
teaspoons
off an auction channel.
And towels.
Oh, someone's outbid me for my teaspoons!
And a
How
towel.
Many? How many did he buy?
That reminds me.
How many teaspoons?
I don't know, like a set or something.
What's a set of teaspoons? Six? Ten? What?
I gave them to someone else.
Did you? Oh, it was like a present.
I haven't got them.
It was like a wedding. Was it Dave's wedding present?
No, it wasn't.
What else have you bought?
Like that.
Better not be.
That reminds me, your towels have arrived, by the way. Sorry, putting this on air.
Well, you bought towels for me?
I have bought towels, but that wasn't... I didn't buy these. These were sent to you. You remember you were waiting for towels?
All right.
They've arrived.
Are these the his and hers ones or something else?
Very nice ones.
Really?
Yeah, luxury.
Okay, I've no
not
idea.
Like the ones I bought, but, right. You know, they were equally nice.
That's right, sell the channel. You bought Tat from Bid Up TV.
Bargain, I tell you.
Really? For towels?
But
what else have you bought?
Sorry?
Out of interest, how much did you bid for the teaspoons?
Oh, I can't remember this.
Yes, you can.
Scott's good at this. He buys
you're
stuff.
Such a loser.
I'll find out after the news. I'll get it. I'll know.
Such a loser.
I'll find out in 5 minutes.
And do they go, oh, Alan Jones, oh, I wonder
they
if
read
that...
you, they do. If you do it online, though, they don't read you out.
All
it's
right.
Only when your phone, your name comes on the screen.
And do you do that?
But he's mentioned us, Peter Simon.
What's he said?
He said...
I wish I had a real job.
Radio 1.
I'd like a real job at Radio 1 for grown-ups.
Don't
do you even think Peter Simon's, you know, in his head he's going,
Jesus, like 8 years ago I was a major BBC One presenter and here I am selling teaspoons to Welsh boys.
Anyway. Right, sorry about the lot of talking. I'll bash some tunes out in a second. This will be one. Can you give me the pain? Can you tell me the game? This will be another. Do you know what? I might even play three because I talk so much. So we'll do three songs coming up after George and David with news and sports, 5 o'clock.
Britain's booze culture is the worst in
Jürgen Vries Wilderness. Vries or Vries?
Vries, I think.
Well,
Vries,
whatever.
I don't think it's crucial.
No. Alan has actually gone to great lengths to find out how much he paid for his teaspoons on Bid Up TV.
Loser.
It's not cheap, you know. It's a good bargain, but it's not cheap.
How much?
48-piece diner set.
Oof.
£40.
They're not teaspoons, then. It's a diner set.
Well, I don't know.
Is it a dinner set?
Cutlery,
how much, sorry?
Is it a dinner set or a diner set?
D-I-N-E-R-S. Diner set.
Diner set. How much do you pay?
Maybe you can't spell. Maybe it's dinners. £40. Oh, don't start saying I'm being ripped off of Bid Up TV now.
And how many,
The towels. 10 white towels were £22. Bargain.
That's 10 white towels were £22.
10 towels.
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Can I move on?
Yeah.
Please. Jonathan Pearce should normally be on now talking about football. But he's not, because he's away with his new baby and his lovely wife.
Oh.
So congratulations, Jonathan. Let's hope it says. So joining us instead is Ray Stubbs!
Yay! How you doing, chaps?
Oh, what a legend.
It'd be great to go shopping with Alad, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be fantastic?
I'm telling you. So, you're filling Jonathan's very large, fat shoes.
I tell you what, about the same size, and what an honour to be a sub for the great man himself.
Well, we tried to get you originally, but you wanted too much money.
Of course.
Well, you know what it's like. How are you, anyway?
I'm fine, how are you doing?
Good, I'm very good. I'm feeling all right. I'm ready for the weekend. Everything is great.
Do you remember this time last year?
I remember this time last year, yeah. I wasn't looking forward to it.
Warm up for the Great North Run, eh?
I tell you.
Are you doing it then, Ray?
Yeah, all being well, yeah. I'm going to be there on the starting line. Lawrenson's making his debut as well.
Jesus.
I know. And you know, Motti is he's actually starting the race as a tribute to the number of times he's run it, so it's slightly dangerous to put a starting pistol gun anywhere near Motti up on the little... So he's firing the gun off, then jumping down and going on. You know what he's like, gets his head down, keeps going, runs quicker than all of us.
Yeah, I was about to say, he'll start that race, have a cup of tea, sign a few autographs, then start running, and then he'll still beat everyone.
Absolutely.
What was your time last year?
Do we have to mention that?
Yeah.
2:10. What were you, 155, 150?
157.
Excellent.
Thank you. I couldn't do that now.
Well, I tell you what, if I ever crack 2 hours again, I will do a lap of honour, but not a 13-mile lap of honour. I tell you what, though, if I can beat Lawrenson, I tell you what, if I can beat Lawrenson, I'd just love it. I'm going into Keegan mode now. Yeah. I just love it. I just really love it if I could beat Lawrenson.
Does he do much running, Lauro?
No, he was very quick over about 10 metres when he played for Liverpool. Let's see what he's like over 13 miles, eh? He'll talk a good race.
Get Motti to fire that starting pistol into his knee. You know what I mean?
Is that against the rules?
No, it's fine.
They'll learn him.
So, has he been training for it?
Well, everyone tells lies, don't they? Everyone says, oh, I haven't done anything for this.
Yeah.
He keeps saying all he's been doing is pushing the pram round, round Southport, but you never trust anyone in the build-up to the Great North Run. Everybody lies. To self-preservation.
I train my ass off for it.
I know you worked really hard, though, didn't you?
Do you know what? I've got to be honest. I hated every single step of that run.
Really?
Hated it.
You hate it at the time, but then afterwards you think, never again. Then half an hour later, that great northeast community spirit, 47,000 of you all running along there, you think you're part of something special, and you'll say, I'll go back again.
How many years have you done it now for, Ray?
I think this is six or seven, it's a few, but I just don't seem to be, well...
Are you getting slower?
I'd love to get quicker, yeah. I'm on for a personal worst this year, if I'm not careful.
Do you get slower every year, or do you get... Well, what?
No, it seems to vary. It all depends on how the diet, how the training goes. I've been off the booze for... I've been off the booze for 3 days now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a personal best.
Wow. it's quite difficult, isn't it?
I'll miss you there. I'll miss you at the start line.
I'm sorry, man. But what did you do the night before? Because I got to the hotel and I was a bit bored, so I had a couple of beers and half a packet of fags.
That's a good idea. But don't you think Motti hasn't... are you surprised that he's got it all arranged? He's up in the northeast already. Everyone will watch Match of the Day together, get the early nights. Although, 2 years ago, Reed, he of the sort of taking your team up the league, we think.
Peter, his name is.
Yes. Reed, he took us out on the Saturday night, and he demanded that we went to a place on the quayside called Julie's.
Mm, right.
Yeah, he demanded we went there, and that was Peter Reed's sort of pre-race preparation. And he still raced past us all and ran 1:47.
Did he do it?
No, I think it was 2 years ago, or was it two or three years ago? Yeah, really ran. He was a Sunderland manager then, and he ran in a Sunderland shirt, sort of through Newcastle and all that. So, mind you, you've got to run quick then, I guess, haven't you?
Exactly.
So, yeah, 1:47 he ran.
That is the funniest thing, though, when you're running, because you run from go from Newcastle to...
South Shields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see all that, you do see the football shirts change.
Mm. Absolutely, yeah.
But the best bit is, when I was running it last year, you get all the crowd, you know, all there, and God bless them, they really do help, actually. Yeah. And you get some idiot in the crowd going, "Oggy, oggy, oggy!" And everyone else running around goes, "Oi, oi, oi!"
I hate that.
Until you get to about 10 miles in, and that same idiot goes, "Oggy, oggy, oggy!" And everyone around him goes, "Shut up, you arse, will you, for God's sake?" Passes a Lucas aid. Anyway, let's talk about football, then. I don't want to dwell on the Premiership much, obviously, because it's been a strange week for some Premiership teams.
That was a shock to your system, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. So, focus our attentions on this week's Champions League action.
Go on, then.
Rangers and Man United, good wins for them.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Dave has said, have United got the quality to do well in the competition this year, or were they flattered by somewhat mediocre opposition?
I just think they were very efficient in going about the business there. All that European experience. I don't think they were particularly flattered. I don't think Panathinaikos were the best side they'll come up against. They don't particularly travel well. But in that situation, I think you say, well done. Manchester United were incredibly impressive, weren't they? They just sorted the game out early on, pipe and slippers for the rest of the match, and now they can prepare for the big game against Arsenal.
It was 4-0 at half-time, wasn't it? I mean, you know, giving them the luxury of bringing on some squad players for the second half to blood them.
Well, job done in the first 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Arsenal against Inter Milan the other night. It was like watching Leicester Leeds.
I tell you what, that was their heaviest European defeat for 20 years, I've been told. And the question marks that now poses as to the goalkeeper, strength in depth, which is what everyone said at the start of the season. It's what, in a way, cost them the back end of last season. So many questions have been asked. But then you look at them, you look at Henri and Vieira and Viltord. When they all play, they're so good. You just look at the matchups now, the two teams that could play tomorrow. What to bounce back from that and have to go and play Manchester United and try and get something. Well, it's sort of... Mr. Wenger has got a big job on his hands, but he's talking it up really well last few days. I'm really looking forward to that now, you know.
You've got a fancy Man U, though, Sunday, haven't you, based on this week?
I think you would think they have the clear advantage, but you can't really back against Arsene Wenger saying to his players, look, this is now a big game, an even bigger game than it was going to be. We've got to get back on track. We've got to be a bit tighter. We've got to give as little away as possible. And, they'd settle for a draw, wouldn't they? They'd settle for a big zip clean sheet. And then with Henri and your team, well, you've always got a chance.
I think it'll be a draw.
Do you?
Yeah. I'd love Arsenal to stuff Man U, though. But I would, though, wouldn't I?
Why particularly? Just because of
because I'm a lazy
just man. No, I'm saying any more than any other week, I was going to say. Any more this week than any other week, it was the point I was
saying. Actually, I'd prefer a 0-0 draw, to be honest. You know what I mean? So then that gives Everton and Leeds the chance to win the Premiership this season.
Pragmatic as ever, Morty.
Do you want to give us a prediction?
No, not really.
Okay, fair enough. Chelsea had a good result in Prague this week.
I tell you what, I think that's really interesting now. You know, everyone's been saying about the rotation system.
Yeah.
And we're saying about Duff and Lampard all a little bit upset. Well, I'd be upset if they weren't upset. You've got to be upset and not playing all the time. I just think young men that want to play all the time in the team, there's nothing wrong with being competitive. I think what it'll really do now is it's going to bring to the fore Mr. Ranieri, who's fantastic in press conference, isn't he? It's going to bring to the fore how his man management techniques behind the scenes that we don't get to see, how he keeps them all happy and how he sort of
money
understands. And it's got to be more. It's got to be no. It's got to be much more than that.
Yeah, but then where do you go? Where else do you go? Do you sit on the bench occasionally and play for this great team, which may be going places, or do you leave and go to Leeds or Everton?
You want to be part of something, surely, that's got... Frank Lampard's on Football Focus tomorrow.
And, oh, is he?
And I think he's going to discuss about how he is feeling. I'm going to be very interested to hear what he says about how you feel about when you are on the bench and what you feel you have to do. If you get your head down, that sends a bad signal to Mr. Ranieri and the coaching staff. You've got to probably just grit your teeth and get on with it. If you want to be part of something where you think, at this stage, you must think, we've got a chance of doing well in the Champions League. We've got a chance of winning the title, so it's worth sticking with it. But how Mr. Ranieri and his man management skills now keeps them all happy will be fascinating for us all to watch from a distance.
Is it dangerous for Lampard to be rocking the boat in this way?
I guess it depends to what degree you think he's rocking it. He's going to be very... I would imagine he'll be quite diplomatic what he says. And behind the scenes, who knows? Some of them are going to throw a little wobbler and throw a little paddy, and we maybe won't know about that. And it'll just be interesting to see how this develops more to Christmas, because if you don't play in the big Champions League games coming up, you are going to get on a bit of a sulk, I would imagine.
Mm. Let's get down to the serious matters.
Exactly.
Enough about this Manchester United-Arsenal business. Chelsea and all of that. Whoever these teams are. Let's talk about the big, big games this weekend. Let's start, of course, Leeds United and Birmingham.
Well, having been spanked at Leicester, I would imagine, will the shutters now go up? And you'll have to think of... I mean...
Do you know what? I'm hoping this is... I think it was all a bit too soon for that fella who apparently played for Brazil in the World
Rocket
Cup.
Junior.
Who I swear must have had the worst game of his entire career. I think it's just a bit too early for him, maybe, and he was a bit just kind of ugged by it. And I honestly think everyone just had a bad game. I don't think we'll have a game as bad as that for the rest of the season.
I think there's merit in what you say, Chris, as always. I think Peter Reid will now think, let's not give anything away early on in this game. And Birmingham don't give a lot away. They've only conceded 2 goals. I think they've only scored about 4. I'm sounding like Motton now, and as if I know the table, but I don't think they've scored that many either. That will be a tight game, but it's an important game that Leeds don't lose, isn't it?
Very well. That Loro fella, BBC Sport football expert, according to the website, has put it down as a tight 1-1 draw.
What does he know?
Exactly, tell me about it.
Talking of what does he know, his prediction for Middlesbrough-Everton on Sunday, right? Mm. He's putting Borough down for a 2-0 win, which I think is ridiculous.
Come on,
based
Borough
on the current form.
Why do you all sound so surprised about all this? I mean...
Well, you know, I just think he's wrong, and I think he needs telling.
No, what he means by that is he needs slapping. Tomorrow, live on Football Focus, Loro gets a slap.
The slap?
Yeah.
Well, he's sitting next to Lee Dixon and Peter Schmeichel tomorrow, so a Radio 1 link. Peter and Lee, remember that song? You two young men.
Yeah.
What was it? Welcome Home?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Opportunity Knocks?
Well.
Your audience is just so far too young to remember that.
I'm telling you. Yeah. They're loving you. You're a cult icon among the young kids.
Sorry, what was that?
Total cult.
Thank you.
Alan is a fan of Aberystwyth.
Absolutely.
Very important question.
So then...
The shop in Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth Town versus Carmarthen Town. Who's going to win tonight, Ray?
As long as Bangor City win. I used to be with Bangor City, Aled.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Many years ago.
Wow.
Hey, listen, Morsey, big thing on our programme tomorrow. And in-depth... That was disgraceful.
Sorry.
An in-depth look at the managerial contrasting styles of Sir Alex Ferguson and Arsene Wenger. So it's Fergie on Arsene Wenger and Arsene Wenger on Sir Alex and a host of other characters. We investigate the contrasting managerial styles.
They're on talking about each other?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That'll be interesting to watch.
Yep.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
It's a good little show you have there on the telly.
As if I should take any credit for any of it. But
I think you should. Loro does, behind your back.
Really?
You know what he's like.
You'll get more than a slap.
Are you going to have a wager with him tomorrow, live on the air, about who comes in first at the Great North Run?
Well, yeah, perhaps, but you never know. The thing is, you never know, because I do not trust this man. He may well have been doing secret little training.
Listen.
And look, one of his strides is worth about three of mine. He might have a little squat thing.
Listen, I've sussed it how you can beat him.
Go ahead.
You know what his ego's like, right? Flaring up all the time.
Yeah.
All we do is get everyone who's going to the Great North Run to cheer everyone on. As soon as you see Loro, send your kids out, your little boy out, with his autograph book and his pen, to run alongside him and ask for an autograph.
Yeah.
And then Loro will stop because he loves the attention because he's got a big ego. At which point, he does this like every mile or so, you sail past him, job's a good one.
Morsey. Brilliant.
Thank you very
much. Master plan.
I know.
Best of luck on Sunday.
Good luck on Sunday. We'll be watching out for you on the telly.
Cheers, guys. Laura and I are trying to raise as much money as possible for cancer research.
Good stuff.
As much as possible. Edison, take care, guys. See you soon.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Top.
Ray Stubbs then tomorrow, Football Focus, lunchtime, BBC One, and then the Great North Run. You'll be able to see it on the telly Sunday. Make sure you're tuned in to watch Mr. Stubbs whoop Laura's ass in the race of men. Kashin, wasting my time. Thank you to Mr. Stubbs. Watch Football Focus tomorrow. And the Great North on Sunday.
Great drama from the BBC.
Great running from the BBC. I've been invited to the Load of Laughter's Comedy Awards 2003.
Have you?
Yeah. But it doesn't say I've been nominated. So I don't know whether I have or I haven't.
Is that important?
Generally, yeah, if you want to win, you have to be nominated.
you have
to be kind of shortlisted for a chance of actually walking away with the award. Pillock.
I thought maybe you might want to go anyway. It might be a good laugh.
Stand-ups hate me, though. Old comedy people hate me.
Why is that?
Because he hasn't done clubs. Because he hasn't been grafting. He hasn't worked the comedy circuit.
I'm not a comedian, that's why, idiots. Not all of them, but a few of them are all right. Don't know why. Comedians are weird. Anyway, I'd like to go, but I don't think I will. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Anyway, Tedious Link time. Dave, how do you get to tonight's Tedious Link from last night's Steady OMC Step It Up?
Step It Up was released in 1992, the same year that saw the release of Sleeping Satellite by Tasman Archer.
Yes.
Tasman Archer is from Bradford, as are the band Terrorvision.
Yes.
Terrorvision had a big hit with Tequila.
Yes.
Tequila comes from Mexico, which is famous for its bandits. Bandits can often be armed and dangerous.
Armed.
If you add the letters M and E to the word dangerous, you get Danger Mouse, who is probably the world's second most famous mouse after Mickey.
Right.
Mickey was a 1982 hit for Tony Basil.
Mm.
Basil was the name of John Cleese's character in Fawlty Towers, the show which also featured Manuel, who was, of course, Spanish.
Mm.
And the Spanish language is full of many words which are totally different to ours, such as paella, sombrero, and perfecto, to name but three, which links us, predictably, to a band whose name contains the Spanish word perfecto. It is, of course, Perfecto All-Stars and Reach Up, brackets, Papa's got a brand new pig batch.
So the word sombreros in Spanish is different to the word sombreros in English, right?
Work with me on this.
Right, okay. Turn it up loud. This is a fantastic track. Great record. Perfecto All Stars, Reach Up, Papa's got a brand new pig bag.
Is that too cool?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Sorry. Seamless, was it tonight?
Pretty much seamless.
Yeah?
I would say so.
No mistakes at all?
Well, I tried to cover my back.
So you should with the amount of hair on it. Mm. Alan?
Pretty much seamless. Mm. There's a couple of very small things. Ugly Bob,
hey,
from your chrismoles.net website, says that yesterday you said Step It Up was from 93, and today you said 92.
This is indeed correct, because I checked my facts, and it was released in December 92 and not 1993, hence the change.
So yesterday's was a mistake.
So it was a hit in 92 and 93.
Well, I suppose that is true.
There you go.
Fair enough. And then a few people are coming in with a second most famous mouse. They're asking about Jerry out of Tom and Jerry.
No, I have to go with what I've got written down.
But apart from that, you're doing really good.
Thank you very much.
No, the Spanish words thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say about the Spanish wording of certain... They have words...
The Spanish language is full of many words which are different to ours, such as paella, sombrero.
Right, okay. So the Spanish language contains words that are different to ours.
Yes.
So the Spanish word for paella is...
Paella.
And the English word for paella is...
Well, so rice, isn't it?
No, it's paella.
Well, yeah, if you want to be technical.
What's the other word, sombrero?
Sombrero.
The Spanish word for sombrero is...
Sombrero.
The English word for sombrero is...
Hat.
No, it's sombrero, Dave. What's the other word?
Perfecto.
Perfecto is Spanish for?
For sort of great. Like,
sort of great.
You know, perfecto. You know, if something...
Perfect,
for example, right? Perfect, I suppose.
Is perfecto a real word?
Well, of course. If the paella was so great, right, they might say, you know, das is perfecto.
Das is perfecto. I didn't realise they used das in the Spanish language.
Only in... Well, the Spanish is made up of many languages, different regional variations. Of
right.
Which that is perhaps one.
You learn something new every day, you really do.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you, Alan! I've been dancing now, can I share a cab with you? No, you can't get on the tube, you smell of poo.
All the way from Memphis, Tennessee.
I wanna try something right now.
Come on, Alan, here we go.
See, they don't do this anymore.
Go on.
I'm gonna sing something.
Yes.
And I want the guys to sing with me.
Okay.
They go, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you?
And then Alan goes,
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you. Guys, sing.
It feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? Alan!
I don't know what I'm thinking of. Gonna leave it with you. Feels good, don't it? Come on.
It feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? Alan!
I don't know what I'm thinking of. Gonna leave it with you. Sing it one more time.
It feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? Alan!
I don't know what I'm thinking of. Wanna leave it with you.
Yeah.
I think Alan is a pillar. He needs a slap.
Ladies! Feel it now that I am singing like a slap.
Like a slap?
Yeah.
What's that?
What does that mean?
That's what they sing like.
Alad, you're rubbish.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Scott did that every day.
He resisted.
Good morning.
Is it?
Oh, man. Can't believe it's Friday night already. This week's gone so quick, man. And that's it. So should I go to the Loaded Laughters Comedy Awards?
When is it?
Man, do you know what we should do? We should send you down there.
No, that would not be
with, like,
me.
With two dwarfs.
Lap dancing dwarfs.
Yeah, man.
Oh, with big...
Hair.
Breasts.
If you want.
Yeah, I think I can.
Would you rather... How tall are you?
5'7".
Why don't we find a couple of 6-footers? 6 foot, you know, a couple of lap dancing ladies who are 6 foot
say,
hard.
You can't get 6 foot dwarves, okay?
No.
That's ridiculous.
No, I've moved up from the dwarves now.
Right.
As you do. And we'll send you down there and we'll write a speech just in case we win the award.
Which you're not nominated for.
Well, I don't know if I'm nominated, it doesn't say.
Okay.
I'm on the webpage on the Loaded website. Best DJ, e.g. Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
So, well, it says another name, apparently. So, we can send you down.
I'm up for that.
Okay, so let's write the speech. On behalf of Chris Moyles, it gives me great pleasure to take off my pants in honour of receiving this award.
I'm not feeling that one, actually.
Really?
No.
Well, we'll work on it.
How about for two girls next to me, whip off their skirts in a sort of...
But like fizz
style, yeah.
Somehow I don't know if we should do that. Maybe something a little bit cooler. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Nice.
Where's Tony tonight? Is he still at Mambo? Yeah, I think he is. Does he own that place?
It's amazing.
What's going on? Mambo's, Pete Tong's summer home.
Do you know, we still haven't been asked back to do another DJ set.
What a surprise. What song do you want to end with? Do you want to end with, Stars?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay, then, fair enough.
If the stars should fall from the sky.
He didn't need asking twice.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Make sure you listen to Pete from 6 tonight. If you've got any mates still out in Ibiza, text them, call them, tell them to get to Mambo now. They've got 20 minutes to see Pete Tong live if they're about 12 feet and could look through the window into the studio upstairs. Fabian Groove, Fergie, Westwood. It's Friday night at Radio 1. It all starts from Pete Tong in 15 minutes, live from Mambo in Ibiza.
Radio 1.
Have a good weekend. Good luck to Leeds tomorrow in the football.
Good luck to Everton on Sunday.
Good luck, Aberystwyth.
Tong is live in Ibiza in 50 minutes after Georgia Newsbeat. It's 5:45.
The binge drinkers of Europe. Now the government...